This is On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from Fifth Harmony. My girl, yay. Normani, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to see you again. Old friends.
I know. I'm so happy to see you too. So proud of you girls.
Thank you so much.
I follow you on social media, so I'm able to keep up with all you've got going on. And my gosh, you've been all over the world. How have you enjoyed those trips?
It's been really fun, especially because we get to see and communicate with our harmonizers that we get right? to communicate with through social media, but it's kind of different putting a face with a name.
Yeah.
We've been to Europe. We've been to South America. We also did our U.S. tour for 727 here in the States. So we've just been everywhere.
That's awesome. Yeah, harmonizers. That's what you call
the harmonizers.
That's a good one. And prior to being in the group, where was the furthest you've ever traveled?
Furthest I've ever traveled. You said before the show? Before the group.
It sounds like you have your passport stamped a couple times.
Bahamas.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, other than Fifth Harmony, like I really haven't gone.
So that's cool about it too. Yeah. You get to experience all these different things.
Exactly.
All over the world.
I've gotten to see places that I probably wouldn't have been able to see if it weren't for the other four girls. So
yeah, that's
I'm grateful
to be able to do it with friends. That's even cooler. So, what about like between shows and stuff? What are you doing with the downtime?
I sleep. I love to sleep. I know.
My kind of girl.
I know. I either sleep or eat. And like before every single show.
Wait a minute.
We
have the same priority. Sleep or eat?
Yes.
Did you just say before every show you have to take a nap?
Before every single show, I have to take an hour nap or I won't be my best.
Really?
Yeah. It's an actual thing.
Are you able to shut it down like that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Automatically. I can fall asleep anywhere in 5 minutes.
That is so good. Isn't that cool?
I feel like it's a talent because a lot of people for some reason can't sleep.
Yeah, I can, Normani, but it's got to be dark and cold, or else forget about it.
Cold?
Yeah, I like it a little bit cold. It's got to be cold, but then I gotta have like a cover or a big
jacket. He likes to be swaddled.
I feel like when it's cold,
preferably swaddled.
I'd rather be like really hot than cold.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
And dark.
Gosh,
dark.
Yeah, no, you got to have it dark. Yeah. And do you have any pre-show routines you do before the stage other than taking naps?
We normally pray with my crew, and then we like bump Beyonce or Nicki Minaj. I know, the contrast. Yeah. It's kind of funny. We always kind of gather, have our whole crew, our sound guy, our tour manager, makeup artist, hairstylist, and we all just pray.
And I hear you're the big shopper of the group.
I am. They always get upset with me because every time we go on flights, I'm always the one that has the most luggage and we have to pay overage. It's funny. But they know who it is.
Nice. They know who it is.
We go to all these places. I have to buy shoes.
Right.
I mean, we go to Paris. How can you not shop in Paris?
Right.
It's just too much to ask from a girl.
So you're the biggest shopper. Who is always running late?
Used to be Dinah. Lately, it's been Lauren.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
It switched up. I don't know. I feel like because it was Dinah all the time and she got the pressure and we would always
she stepped it up.
She really did. But Lauren, I don't know what happened.
who is the biggest partier?
Biggest partier. I feel like all of us in our own way, but like when me and Lauren get together,
look out.
It's a great time.
Okay.
Yeah, we always have a great time.
Who's the most chilled out?
Most chill. Probably me or...
You can't be the biggest partier and most chilled
out. No, I can be both.
You can't be both.
No, but when I choose to go out, it's like, it's lit, you know?
Oh, got it.
But when I stay in, I'm like, I just want to watch Netflix, be by myself.
That's true.
No,
she is the
big
sleeper.
And she just like shuts it down and goes to sleep.
Exactly. I can do both.
That's balanced.
Yeah.
I like that.
Balance it out.
Well, you've teamed up with the anti-bullying charity, cybersmile.org, to become their diversity ambassador. That's very cool. What's some of the work they do over there?
They're basically a foundation that really just helps you get your word out. I went through a really tough time about 2 months ago. It was on our U.S. tour, and there was an interview that I did completely taken out of context, and I got a bunch of racial hate, and it was awful. They were posting pictures and making edits of me just being abused.
Right.
So I took time away and I stepped away from social media for a while, which is the best thing that I could have done because I feel like I found myself. And CyberSmile, they really helped me get my voice out there and they encouraged me to always have hope and try to get my voice out there and share it with other people that are going through the same thing and let them know that they're not alone.
Good for you. Yeah,
Thank you. It's sort of
a double-edged sword because you can correspond with your fans
right.
and really have a personal connection, but at the same time,
right.
all those keyboard gangsters, as I like to call
them,
awful. Just vent their
just
own.
Just trolls, right?
Yeah, trolls
it's
do their
really
own
bad.
Thing.
And I feel like because there's no repercussion, they just keep doing it.
Right, right.
There's nothing that's going to happen to them, so it's easy to hate somebody. from behind a computer screen.
Well, they're miserable with themselves. They try to make other people miserable.
Exactly. But, and that's what I have to remember, too.
Exactly. And, and you raise the awareness level for other people. So good for you.
Thank you.
The newest single is That's My Girl.
Yeah. And guess what? We'll be performing it on the AMAs.
Nice.
I'm so excited. Yeah. We've worked really hard. And it's just really a fun song. I can't wait to see visually how it's going to come together. Our whole team has been really working hard. Sean Bankhead, Tiana Brown, and with wardrobe and everything. So I can't wait to see how it comes together.
Well, you guys kill it because you can really sing,
which isn't
always the case with a lot of artists, right?
Yeah,
so when the award show, it works out well. What are we going to be looking forward to as far as like, what's the theme that night?
A lot of girl power.
Okay.
A lot of fist pumps, you know, harmonies, and just a really good time. Like, I feel like an actual performance.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what a lot of artists kind of miss nowadays is the performance aspect and really gravitating and captivating people.
Yeah, and the videos are always a lot of fun.
Yeah, have you seen it?
I haven't seen that one, but I've seen all
the...
That's
like the best one.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Mad Max theme?
Yeah,
I was just about to ask, who comes up with the themes, or how do you figure out what you're going to do?
Normally, the director and like the video director, I think that was Hannah Lux.
Right.
Actually did that one, so...
You did a Mad Max theme.
Yeah, it was super dope.
Nice.
Post-apocalyptic. It was pretty cool.
Oh, fun. Now, when you initially... were told that they wanted to put you into a group. They all want to make a group. What went through your head?
I was really excited, honestly. I feel like I was even more shocked when they told us we were going home. It was really devastating, but to kind of have that whole thing.
Right.
Make a complete circle and be put into a girl group, because I grew up listening to like Destiny's Child, In Vogue, TLC, a lot of like 90s and early 2000s. So I was really, really excited, especially to go through this experience with four other beautiful girls that I can also learn from, not just musically, but just with life in general, I think is awesome. And there's never a dull moment. You know that from being on the show with us as well.
Right.
There's literally never a dull moment. So
no.
I can't imagine going through it by myself.
A lot of energy right there. And you all clicked from the beginning. A lot of people want to see a collab between Fifth Harmony and Little Mix. Anything in the works, maybe you could tell us
about?
Well,
those are our girls. We support them hardcore, and they support us as well. And we're all about girl power. So, I mean, maybe.
You're not opposed to it?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
Maybe we could get something in the works.
Yeah. You got a boyfriend?
I don't. I'm single as a Pringle.
You're single as a Pringle?
I'm not afraid to mingle, though, so if you could hook something up with if you know anybody.
Now, why are you single? That's got to be by choice, because you're young and pretty and successful.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Thank you.
Guys, just you're giving off a vibe, like, don't be talking to me?
No, not at all. I feel like maybe people are intimidated.
Maybe they just don't know that you're cool.
Yeah, I feel like they see like five pretty girls, obviously, doing their thing, successful, and it's just kind of like, I'm afraid to talk to her or see what's up. But I really don't know. I'm not opposed, so if you have any friends.
You're not opposed? Okay.
Just let me know.
Good to know. The holidays are around the corner.
Yay.
I know you're going to be doing some Jingle Ball shows.
We are with iHeart.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Those got to be a lot of fun, right?
The holidays. Oh, those are so fun. Just being able to experience like Christmas and the holidays, and just traveling and getting to be in front of a different audience every night is really awesome. And then it's also like high school in a way, because you see so many of your friends backstage, like Ariana, and whoever else it is that is performing. It's really cool.
Very cool. All right. I want to put you on the spot, Normani. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
What's a song that you wish you wrote?
Song I wish I wrote. Well, currently probably Cranes in the Sky by Solange.
Okay.
I think that her album is amazing, and lyrically she killed it.
Yeah, that's the one she performed on SNL.
Yeah,
right?
And looked so beautiful.
First thing on your DVR?
Probably How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you trying to kill?
I don't tell. No, I'm just kidding.
Fair enough. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Celebrity crush was... I feel like the first one was either Lil Bow Wow or Romeo.
Oh, all the Lils.
Yeah.
Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo. All the Lils. Any of the Lils. Have you met any of them?
I feel like we met Romeo. Yeah, actually on the X Factor. I think he came to one of the shows.
Oh, he came back? Okay.
Yeah, and he was backstage.
You should remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, he must have been just kind of chilling. Like,
yeah, he was
in
just
the
like,
audience.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Yeah. Did you tell him what's up?
I mean, not right then and there. I had to play it cool.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And then later. All right. Time travel destination, if you can go back to like any era.
Ooh, probably the 90s. I wanted to be like a grown up in the 90s, just because, I mean, how was that experience for you? Yeah. I feel like it was like popping.
Why are you guys laughing?
Because she's like, because how was that experience for you as an old person? As an old person.
As an adult, you meant, right, Normani?
I mean, you look great. You know?
Thank you, sweetheart. You don't have to back that up. I know what you mean, because I always said, because I was a little kid in the 70s, like right. a little kid, and I was like, I'd like to be an adult in the 70s, because that seemed like a fun time.
Of course. And yeah. I just feel like y'all knew how to have a good time.
Yes.
Like, aside from social media,
early 90s were fun, because that's when like hip hop and R&B was, you know, that was bad.
R&B,
TLC, SWV,
Creep,
yes,
everything.
And Creep. Yes.
That's me all the way. That's
yeah,
like
that's
soul.
you would have rolled right there. That been, what superpower would you like?
Cure cancer.
Good one.
Yeah, my that's mom. She was actually diagnosed with cancer when I was 6, so it's something that really hits home for me. I'd love to.
I like
cancer.
That healing power. Good for yeah, you. Well, sweetie, you know, I'm a big fan and so happy
thank
for you and all the girls.
Thank
and you can
so
get
much.
All the info on the Cyber Smile Foundation over at onwithmario.com. And you can follow my girl on Twitter at Normani Corday.
Yes, you can.
Thank you so much for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.